Blog Talk Radio.
Still
dealing with that, dealing with our state, dealing with our life moving forward. And toward that end, I have some things I need to do today. I don't know what happened with last week or the week before show. I asked Robert Gatewood to simply rerun an older show. I don't know if that occurred or not. I wasn't monitoring the feed. I'm going to have an announcement in a couple of weeks. I figure by the end of February about what we plan on doing personally and professionally. Moving forward, still definitely being broadcast and definitely going to finish up the book. And I'm not prepared to, you know, talk aspirationally about what we plan on doing, but we are planning some projects, you know, just moving some projects that I had already or needed to start. I'm just prioritizing, moving them to the fore. I'm moving him to the head of the line and making some adjustments to my life, even everything, you know, being a lot leaner. You know, I realized with the death of my partner and my girlfriend that I simply have too much material acquisitions, you know. And I need to sell a lot of it. I'm looking for, you know, because either I'm going to sell it or store it. And, you know, I see people, you know, renting these storage compartments for what? I mean, so I'm not giving it away, but I'm trying to, you know, like, you know, when we had the computer shop or the IT, we had a little IT department, you know, so we outsourced, you know, our services in a way, even though that's not what we do, but, you know, some of our clients, you know, had greater IT needs than multimedia production needs. So we found ourselves heading in that direction. So we had a little IT department for a while. Me and you know, a buddy that used to work for me, used to be in a show, actually, John, but we parted ways. I still talk to him frequently, however. And so I have a lot of residual inventory left over. All of it works. All of it is in work in order. I, as a matter of fact, I tested the towers. I have about four or five mini towers left. I thought I had more than that, but I have about four or five mini towers left. I had some of it I sold. I had some workstations, and I'm still using one at Dell Precision T7500, which is an enormous beast of a machine. You know, so I'm toying with the idea of turning it to server, but I already have servers, so I probably won't do that. I'll probably still use it, however, you know, as a sort of not a web server. Yeah, I'll use the servers that I have that are dedicated to that purpose as web servers, and I'll use the workstation as a DCHP server. So I'm going to do that. But the point I'm trying to make, the larger issue, is that, you know, it's just, it's expensive to have all this stuff. I mean, it really is. So I've tried to sell it. You know, I post a lot. I don't like eBay. I don't like Amazon, you know, because of the terms of and the conditions of how they make you wait for your money and that sort of thing. But I still probably wind up posting a lot of this stuff on eBay. I need pictures. So what I want to do ideally is I have some properties on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and I'm actually going to take a ride down tomorrow and meet a contractor down there to see what, if anything, we need to do to clear the land. So if you know, if it's not an enormous, you know, hopefully there's no trees on this thing that, you know, prevent me from moving my cars down there. So if they're not, that'll be a blessing. And then I'll contract with a local company to get a little fence up and put put some security down there because, you know, it's way out in the boonies. But it's near two major universities, Salisbury University and University of Maryland Eastern Shore, which is a historically black college and university. We talk about this because this is February Black History Month. So I'm looking forward to at least putting my cars down. And, you know, we'll still obviously be in Brooklyn. By the way, the temperature here is 47 degrees and sunny. But, you know, I just want to get all this stuff sold that I don't need. I have a lot of office, really high-end stuff that is all in working condition. This is the irony of the situation. It's not like it's garbage. If it was garbage, it would be easier. But even like my 4250 Xeroxes, which are floor model printers, you know, high-volume printers, you know, those things work, and they're still under service agreement with Xerox directly, not with, you know, a third-party provider. These things are have been serviced by directly by Xerox, so these things work like the Dickens. You know, I had one set up, you know, in our, you know, our law space, and it was phenomenal. And then I had smaller HP color printer, which is also commercial grade, and I use that for scanning, and that has a fax function. So one of those I'm going to keep, but the other one, I have another 4250 that is incredible condition. I need to get rid of. These things retail for $2,000-$3,000 a piece. You know, if we get $500 or $600 for it, I'd be happy. I'd be ecstatic. So that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to just downsize, you know, personally, professionally, you know, and just focus more on branding, you know, casting, writing, and that's it. Just really de-stressing, you know, just eliminating, you know, a tremendous amount of stress from my life. You know, I've changed my diet dramatically. You know, I was eating unnecessarily. I had never done that, and always been a thin guy. You know, muscular though. Don't get it twisted. You know, I wasn't skinny. Skinny, you know, like some people, you know, that are, you know, lack the necessary vocabulary to, you know, would say, you're skinny. I've never been skinny. I've always been lean and muscular. My child is skinny now, but he's a little boy, and he doesn't have a tremendous appetite. And I'm trying to get him to exercise more, you know, because on my mother's side, we've always been like that. On my father's side, the guys have been, so tall and lean as well, but you know, I have a brother that's pretty big football player size, but for the most part, we're all, you know, pretty lean on both my mother and my father's side. So I had found myself over the last few years eating heavily, no apparent reason, just eating to be eating because food was there, you know, which is sort of gluttony. So what I've done is I've just stepped back from all of that, and I've gone all the way back. I mean, to like when I was a teenager, when I would like, you know, if I ate, you know, three times a day, that was a lot, but it wasn't a lot of food. It wasn't like, you know, it was like, how would you say, dietary portions, you know, because I was eating in the cafeteria at school and that sort of thing. You know, they don't give you huge portions. And that would be it. I mean, I would be satisfied. I wouldn't snack or anything. You know, I might go to the store and get a bag of chips or something like that, but it'd be a little 25-cent bag. I don't even know, you know, yeah. You know, I never remember them being cheaper than that. A little 25-cent bag of chips. And maybe a soda. And that would be the extent of it. But as I, not even in my 30s, I would say my 40s, I started eating heavier, and, you know, when I hit the big 5-0, man, I became a glutton, you know, and, you know, that, exacerbated by, you know, other bad habits I had developed over the years, and, you know, I was looking a mess. So, you know, I just, and it wasn't, this isn't, you know, a New Year's resolution. This is just a lifestyle change that I made as a consequence of, you know, of losing my girlfriend, you know, because, you know, part of the problem there was, health issues. And I said, you know, I'm getting older here, and I can't, you know, a lot of the health issues we see prevalent in the African American community, especially, you know, diabetes, mellitus, and hypertension, and, you know, heart disease, and that sort of thing, all driven by, you know, poor dietary habits poor habits, period. You know, drinking and smoking. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, having a cocktail once in a while or a glass of wine. As a matter of fact, there are some studies that suggest it could be beneficial for you. But I think drinking to excess, you know, in order to cope with, and I, you know, with stressors, external stressors, you know, I think that's a bad thing. And this is why I just want to de-stress, and, you know, I think, and we've been talking about this for years on the show, you know, Mark and Paul International, New York Edition, where I just wanted to, you know, get in a situation where, you know, I didn't have so much pressure on me as a consequence of the rat race. So I've made some decisions, and like I said, I'm not privy. I'm not able to share all of them currently because a lot of them are still in the works. But I absolutely am determined to starting with myself and starting with my diet and that sort of thing. You know, make a lot of lifestyle choices that are going to be beneficial in the long run. And I've done it, and I'm quite. My girl's been, you know, she. It'll be in 3 days. You know, her birthday was actually yesterday. In 3 days, she'll have been gone for 30 days. And it will have been 30 days where I just, you know, have, you know, basically only eaten one meal a day, you know, and that's it. I take some broth at night or a smoothie in the morning and just one meal, and that's it. And, I'm always going to smoke my cigars, but I don't even smoke those that often. I mean, if I smoke one cigar once a month or once every other month or once every 3 months, that's a lot. And, you know, alcohol, I just eliminated altogether, and a lot of other unhealthy stuff that I was doing. And I feel a lot more focused. I feel really, really focused. I feel well. And I just have to amp up my exercise program. And, I've always done martial art. I'm a lifelong martial artist. Matter of fact, I had some guy call me over the years, but he never shows up claiming that he wants to train. I had another guy like that, too, CBT or officer, that claims he wants to train. And I've never seen him get on the mat in my life. And, as a matter of fact, many, many years ago, he brought a gi for me, charging like $200. It was a really good, high-quality judo gi, which is not really suitable for jiu-jitsu because judo gi's sleeves are wider, allowing the tori to uki, depending on, you know, who's throwing who, to get a grip in order to affect, you know, a throw. He brought it, and I don't know what he did with it because he never certainly employed it with me. And we went to New York a few months ago, He didn't get on the mat, and then he was wondering why, the instructor was, you know, very derisive, dismissive. And I said, well, you know, they don't see you doing anything, man. I mean, you don't have to actually, you know, go hard, but do something. And so at any rate, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, I also plan on doing that, a little teaching, you know, just primarily my child and, you know, myself. And if I get one or two students, then that'll be fine. You know, I have a kid that's in Hampton that went up to black belt level, but, you know, he's doing what all young people do now, and he's not interested in training any longer. You know, I'm not in a position to compel him. He's not my child. So he's not a resource in terms of somebody that I could go to and say, hey, you know, I need you to take this class or whatever. Beyond that, you know. Well, and he's not that far. He wouldn't be that far from me if we decided to relocate the operation down to the Eastern Shore. You know, that's only like, let's say about hour and a half, man. I mean, yeah, he would really be that close, you know. But I don't believe he drives. I don't believe that his parents brought him a car. I don't know. You know, I don't know the story there. But that's where I'm at, you know, personally and professionally. I just want to de-escalate, de-stress, you know, however you want to say it. Forward, you know. You know, with a lot of the projects that I put on the back burner, you know, chasing foolishness, you know, made money, still making money, but now I need to focus on that, which is going to leave me a legacy. I'm at the point in my life where I'm, you know, very much concerned about, you know, what kind of legacy am I leaving, you know, because I learned over the last, you know, a little less than 30 days, you know, know how many friends I have, and taking stock of my life, you know. And this happened, you know, reflecting on, you know, another passing that really impacted me greatly personally. You know, a good friend of mine and my cousin's husband, my first cousin, our mothers and sisters, passed abruptly many years ago. Say about 7-8 years ago now. On calls. And we used to talk frequently, like almost every day, man. Loved the guy dearly. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy, you know, surrounding that, too, you know, for a lot of reasons that I won't go into on air. But, and do a lot of reassessment in my life at that point, you know. It was, like I said, 7-8 years ago. Then I lost my first wife in 2011. We weren't together, obviously. We had become friends, you know. We're still sharp-tongued, but, you know, our relationship had morphed into a friendship. You know, her relationship with her child had gone south, and I guess she had given up on life, checked out at 60 years old, much older than me. 10 years older than me. You know, it's just sad, you know, and you know, I think that, you know, the older you get, I mean, the mortality becomes something that you think often about, especially when you witness somebody passing, you know, it's like awful. You know, somebody that you love and care about, you know, strange in the course of, some abstract, but it's not an abstract situation. But it, shared our lives together. You know, everything was intertwined. Really heartbreaking. Going down there, take a drive, slow drive down tomorrow, and God willing, this property won't be complete state of disrepair or overgrown or whatever. And so there, I know I didn't do a commercial because, you know, after I got a little animated here, decided to this already showing that's something else I got to do. I got to do some new ads. Some of the ads are quite dated. Went on the website the other day because I've been maintaining that myself and need to update some of the content. Styling is already just, you know, it is what it is, you know. Eliminate stuff that I don't need. I think the book is part of it. That's one of the projects that I'm definitely going to be working on exclusively. I'm going to really be hammering away at this. And then, God willing, employ the resources of those universities to find an editor down there and see if we can get something going on. Even though we have to self-publish, I'm not adverse to doing that, you know, because, you know, I found in my my life, tell you what they're not going to do, or what they can't do, or what's impossibly be done, you know, typically because it involves them doing some work. And so I believe in communalism, but I'm a great believer in independent self-sufficiency, and doing as much as I can, you know, by myself. But you know, we aren't islands, and I say this constantly on the show that you know, no one's become successful by themselves. And if they say that they're self-made and they become successful by themselves, you can best believe that they're, you know, not being honest, because it's just impossible. At some juncture, you employed or you took advantage of a road that was built by the taxpayers or other infrastructure or you know, somebody lent you money, whether it was the bank or SBA or a friend or a family member. And so you had help. Everyone has had some sort of help, you know. Together, somebody just gave you a reference, you know, that's help. You know, so it doesn't have to be tangible, it can be intangible. And but I think, you know, that doesn't you know, mitigate the need for you to do as much as you can for yourself. And that's where we are. We're doing what I can for myself, by myself, and then at that point, then I'll enlist the help of others to push the project over the finish line. Well, that's about it for today. Have a blessed week, and we hope to be back same bad time, same bad channel next week here on the Market Pulpit International. With yours truly, Dennis.
Can afford.